Chapter 55. Hate. Feeling the fierce heat on his back, Finn popped out of his cave of whispers almost immediately. In alarm, he shifted to the side. To his intense surprise, he saw that the steel right behind where he'd just been sitting was glowing. At first, all he could see was a baseball-sized red spot. In a single second, it grew brighter, and then a small orange dimple appeared in the middle. Scant seconds later, the metal on that spot began to bubble. Then the center of the bright spot began to run down the steel slab like heated slag. Right after that, two beams of red light shot through the door and cut into the pill dispenser at the back of the room. The smell of burning hair filled the room.
"Shit! Shit!"
Finn gasped, patting the side of his head hard and fast. A piece of melted metal had splattered onto his head, setting some of his black curls on fire. Finn pulled out a clump of his own hair. The strands, along with a tiny piece of metal, fell free, hitting the floor with a tiny hiss. A few embers burned like hell on his scalp, but he'd avoided a direct hit from the lasers, something he was supremely happy about as he saw the beams cut through the metal pill dispenser at the back of the room. "You have suffered a minor burn, -1 HP.
"Really?"
Finn shouted, jumping up to get as far from the deadly rays as the cramped confines of the storage closet allowed.
"Laser beams? Who the hell brings laser beams into a hospital?"
Who the holy hell were these guys?
"We're going to kill you!"
came a shout from outside the room.
"Really, Captain Obvious? What else do you want to tell me? That you've never satisfied a woman? We know."
"You killed my sister!"
came another man's enraged scream.
"You'll find another date,"
Finn shouted back. More furious yells came from the other side of the door. Jurgen continued his onslaught as his subordinates railed at the target. The lasers cut through the door slowly but surely. He'd created a 2-inch hole in the metal when a headache hit him. He was able to ignore it at first, but he noticed that his mana pool started draining right after. It took only a few seconds for the blue bar to almost empty. At that point, the pain ratcheted upwards dramatically. With a grunt, he shut his eyes and turned his head away. The beams cut off abruptly. Jurgen grasped his head with both hands, barely containing a groan of pain. The other members of the Lotus Familia and Sola stared at him in surprise and astonishment. Jurgen wasn't the only powered here. Sola and three other Lotus on the capture squad had been granted their own abilities by the wave, but none of them were able to summon the pure destruction they'd just witnessed Jurgen unleash. The lasers disappearing also prompted Finn to look through the new hole in the door. He didn't get too close, thanks to the edges still glowing hot. Seeing everyone staring at one man in shock, while that same man held his head in pain, brought a horrible conclusion to Finn's mind. They didn't have a laser weapon. That guy was the laser weapon. That's what he was facing. The insanity and enormity of how monumentally fucked he was hit all at once. He also took notice that there were more than 20 people out there, along with his doctor. She didn't seem to be allied with them, standing to the side with an unhappy look on her face, but neither was she stopping them. None of that was what really grabbed his attention, though. It was that everyone else was uniformly pale-skinned, flaxen-haired, beautiful, and wearing suits.
Seriously?
He wouldn't be surprised if these guys even shit blonde. A strange detente formed while the blonde holding his head called out to one of his team members. The man walked up, placing a hand on who Finn assumed was the leader. Closing his eyes, a white light appeared on the man's hand. A few seconds later, the light winked out, leaving the subordinate looking drained. In contrast, the leader straightened, all discomfort gone from his face. Opening his eyes, he looked at the door and saw Finn peering out through the hole he'd cut. Smirking, red lights kindled in Jurgen's eyes.
"Crap,"
Finn grumbled as he ducked back out of sight. Two brilliant beams of fire shot through the hole again. On the one hand, it was good to know that these guys weren't so well connected that they could pull out forbidden weaponry just to hunt lil' ol' him. On the other hand, that guy could shoot frickin' laser beams out of his eyes. The fact that a single person had that kind of power was worse in its own way. He'd already come across the woman with the energy shield, the muscle-bound bastard, who he now thought actually was named Klaus, and the speedster. What other kind of powers did these bastards have? From what he'd seen on the Great Link, very few people even had access to the information boxes, and yet a bunch of these inbred bastards had superpowers? Did their powers all come from the wave? Or had these people always had these kinds of abilities? Whatever the case, he was still stuck in a small room with an albino Superman cutting through the door. If the guy continued at the same rate, he'd cut a big enough hole to reach through and push the unlock button in a few minutes. Maybe, just maybe, that would give Finn enough time to go back into his cave of whispers and figure something out. Thank God these guys weren't smart enough to just target the EM locks in the doorframe. There were only five of them, and it would let them in the room much faster than burning a hand-sized hole through several inches of steel. The lasers cut off for a moment, and Finn heard someone murmuring in the hallway. Right after, the door started glowing orange again, centered on one of the locks.
"Well, ain't you fuckers precious,"
Finn spat. The beams made short work of one of the locks and then moved on to the second. Thinking quickly, Finn grabbed a saline bottle from the shelf, hoping that throwing the water on the hot metal would make the slag fuse in the door jamb. Sadly, while the water hissed on contact with the metal, it didn't make a new lock that would keep out 400-pound magical German.
"Yeah, that was dumb,"
Finn admitted, looking at the empty bottle. About 5 seconds later, the second lock began to bubble. It had just started to slag when the beams cut off again. Unfortunately, that had still been long enough to destroy the lock, just leaving three on the vertical part of the doorframe. Still, Finn sighed in relief. The guy had run out of juice again. Not able to resist, he shouted out,
"Can't keep it up, huh? That's embarrassing."
Hearing his praise mockery, words that cut a little too close to home, though Jürgen would never admit it aloud, drove him nearly mad with rage. That didn't mean the target was wrong. The longer he used his scintillating sight, the faster his MP drained, and the greater the pain he felt. The mana infusion from his subordinate had helped, but Jürgen just didn't have enough control over his new ability. It felt like he was using an already overtaxed muscle. He tried to summon fire with his eyes again, but the spike of pain shooting through his skull stopped that attempt in its tracks. Jürgen screeched in agony and gave a command.
"Knock the door down," he spat. "Get his ass out here. I am Klaus."
Jürgen opened his eyes, pain radiating through his head. His vision was narrowed, the overuse of his ability literally decreasing his vision. A thrill of panic shot through Jürgen's heart that the impediment might be permanent, but he shut that from his mind. Failure could hold consequences far more dire than losing half his sight. The mistress might pluck the very eyes from his skull. A thud echoed down the hallway, and the door rattled far more than it had before. At least his previous efforts had not been in vain. Destroying two of the locks had made Klaus's efforts more effective. That barely made Jürgen feel any better, but there was nothing he could do. Even if he could force maybe another couple seconds out of his ability and destroy the third lock, there was no way he'd be able to cut through the fourth. The first time his mana had bottomed out had made his head throb. This current headache had almost knocked him out. They also didn't have any other mana transfer glyphs. They'd been lucky to requisition one at all. As frustrating as it was, Jürgen knew he'd just have to let Klaus do his thing. Jürgen forced himself to breathe. With two locks destroyed, the door shouldn't hold up for long. As thuds and Klaus's echoed around him, Jürgen's mind cleared a bit. It was only at that moment he realized he was angrier than he should be right now. True, he had reason to hate his target, even more than just hating those with inferior blood. This Finn Evers had killed two of his familia, and worse, had the audacity to mock him. There was also the fact that he was having to deal with this annoying shade bitch. Still, this was just another mission. Yet it didn't feel that way. It felt personal. He hated the man on the other side of the door. For some reason, more than was reasonable, Jürgen wanted to kill the target with his own hands. Almost more than he'd ever wanted to hurt anyone. He wanted to hurt Finn Evers. Looking around, seeing the anger on the eyes of his family members, he realized he was not alone in that feeling. In fact, the only person in the hallway that didn't look ready for murder was the Shade Doctor. What he didn't understand was that the labyrinth itself was affecting the minds and emotions of his entire team. None of them could wait to slay an enemy they literally could not coexist with. Even if he had understood, Jürgen knew that giving in to those feelings could not be allowed. Only the Red Room awaited him if anyone robbed the matriarch of her vengeance.
"Remember," Jürgen commanded sharply, "the target is to be taken alive or risk Our Lady's displeasure."
When he'd started talking, some of the team had looked at him in anger, but the threat at the end had cowed them. Seeing that, Jürgen centered his attention on his breathing. The man would be theirs soon enough. He'd turn him over to the patriarch, and then ask to watch as the mistress used her toys. That thought brought a smile to his face, one that couldn't be banished even by the latest,
"I am Klaus,"